Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of River City Church in Jacksonville, Florida. Our mission is to awaken people to the transforming presence and power of God's love. To find out more, visit rivercitychurch.com, and thanks for listening.
We're in this series called People of the Spirit, and God's really met with us in some unique ways, specifically on Sundays. We've sensed just a greater awareness and presence of the Holy Spirit. If you're new this morning, we are in a series called People of the Spirit. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And we believe that the Spirit of God, when we become a Christian, when we become a believer, that's because God's Spirit has entered us and brought us from death to life, given us a new heart, a newness. It's like a He's made us alive. We've been rebirthed or born again. Okay, but we also believe that the Spirit continually fills us. Paul writes in the New Testament that we're not to become drunk with alcohol, but rather be filled with the Spirit. He uses that dichotomy to say, instead of becoming filled with substances, instead of becoming, intoxicated with substances, be filled with God's Spirit. And the word that he uses there is like a continual filling of the Holy Spirit. It's a continual Holy Spirit. There are these seasons where we ask for a refreshing or a renewing, and some of you have responded to those calls, like, maybe I just sense that I'm in a really dry season with God, or maybe there's something that I'm asking him for, or maybe I'm asking him to empower me for this new endeavor that I'm stepping into, this new season of my life, whatever it may be. So we believe that the Spirit will come on you and the Spirit will fill you. So a few weeks ago, I had asked several people if they would come up here and talk about their experience of being filled with the Spirit, because it's different for everyone. There is not, hey, here's a grade A, like top of the top-notch experience with the Holy Spirit, and then here's some lesser. It's God knows you, God created you, God designed you. So when the Spirit of God encounters you, you are going to have a reaction that's suitable for what he has for you. So we're just now returning from the Alpha weekend away, which is actually an Alpha night away. Anybody in the room that was there? Yeah. It was good. It was a really good time. We had a time of prayer yesterday, and we actually asked this question on the retreat in the hotel, which was really cool because one of the hotel workers actually ended up engaging in prayer with us. We just had a lot of cool stories that came out of that. But we had some people that were there that just had some really unique encounters with God. Okay, so what I would like to do today, the Sunday that I had asked those to share their testimonies, in a wonderful Holy Spirit irony, that was the Sunday that God's presence was so strong here, we ended up just worshiping almost the entire time. So that was ironic, but it was good. It was what needed to happen, okay? So for those of you that were planning to share your testimony, I'm going to ask that, just so I know how many people we're dealing with here, those of you that I'd reached out to, for those of you that are here, would you come and sit on the front row? Those of you that are planning to do that, yeah, Wes, Ron, okay? Cheryl. And then what I would like to do is open this up as well. The message this morning is going to be testimony, okay? So what I would like to do is open this up as well to anyone from the Alpha weekend away that is willing to share and let all of us benefit from how God met you and how God showed up in your life. And then I want this to lead us into prayer, because when you hear other people's testimonies, it increases your faith for what God can do. And then I want to pray over some people specifically. Miguel and Karina, I want to pray over you. We want to pray over you. But then I want anyone and everyone that wants to come forward for prayer, you're going to have an opportunity to do that at the end. So do I have any Alpha people that are willing to share their testimony? You can also come and sit right here. All right, Laura. Okay. In between now and before we're done, if you would like to share your encounter with the Holy Spirit, this is where you sit, okay? Or you can move over here by Jocelyn. Okay, let's see who's going to start us off. Wes, feeling like you're going to start us off.
All right, thank you. So I grew up in church contexts where the Holy Spirit was not particularly emphasized, what the Spirit does, etc. You know, not denied or anything, but not like it is here. So Jared was just mentioning how the Spirit speaks to each of us in a unique way, individually. He knows us, you know, the Spirit knows us. And I love comedy. I love to laugh. I love a variety of shows. My wife does too. That was one of the things that was something that we bonded over, just laughing. And comedy, the word comedy, so I was an English major in my undergrad, and there's at least two ways that I think of comedy. One is, in terms of literature, comedy is a type of, it's a genre of literature, and a comedy and a tragedy are, it's two different kinds of literature. So tragedies begin at a certain level, you know, the characters in the story are here, and then they go down, you know, bad things happen, and it ends bad. A comedy, you know, starts here, and I don't know why that was funny. I really don't. Maybe I'll have to rewatch it and say.
Is your faith being appreciated?
Yeah, yeah.
He's gonna get there.
So that's tragedy. Okay, that's not where we're ending. So comedies start here. They go down there, but then they come back to where they started. Things end as they did. So I was introduced to this concept of deep comedy by this author, Peter Lighthart, who wrote the book by the same title. And he introduces this idea of deep comedy as, and he's talking about the gospel, the story of that we see in the scriptures. As we start here, we go down, you know, there's the fall, right? And then this whole work of redemption is not just back, it gets back there, but it's expansive and eternally more than that. So that's deep comedy. And that's what we're about. That's what the Holy Spirit is about. And so, so it's not just a garden restored; it's a garden city that is eternally going to expand forever. And that's something to laugh about in a sort of victorious laugh way. Now, to get to my experience of the Holy Spirit, I was a part of a church who they introduced me to this concept of being anointed by the Spirit. And they explained what that meant. And I said, yeah, that sounds great. And so they prayed for me. Nothing out of the ordinary happened. But a few weeks after that, these same two prayer ministers at this church laid hands on me and prayed again. And I began to laugh uncontrollably. Laughing in the Spirit. It's a thing. It's only happened one time to me. And I told the Holy Spirit, I would love to experience that again, open to that. But, you know, I want to love God, not you know, what I get from loving God, right? Those experiences, they're good. So it's okay if it never happens again. But it was this experience of just being, it was uncontrollable, but there was no fear. A lot of times when we have an uncontrollable experience, it's wrapped up in, it's very scary. This was a very peaceful, just like, just basking in this laughter. And it went on for a couple minutes. So that was my experience. And I think it was God saying, here is this, like, you can laugh with me. It's the sort of laughter that I think maybe the disciples would maybe participate in when Jesus says, take heart, I have overcome the world. Mm. You know, so yeah, thanks.
Thank you, so, smart. Smart guy. That was good. Let's see, Sam. Is that all right? You okay to go second? All right. Sam was with us at our Alpha retreat, so.
Hi, RCC. Gosh, Alpha was incredible, and I've never done Alpha before or done the retreat. I kind of was just expecting, you know, to be kind of like retreats I've done in the past, where everyone gets together, we have a good time, we learn a little bit more about the Lord, and then we, you know, we go about our lives. And that happened. That definitely happened. But the Holy Spirit met us when we were there, and it was unlike any experience I've ever had before. It was honestly just very similar to a salvation experience, but even at a much, much deeper level, where I walked into, went to this retreat, and I've been a Christian for years, and 13 years ago had a prophetic word spoken over me, and since then, had a lot of hurt and mistakes and things happened throughout my life that kind of were interwoven into that and became a burden and a curse that I carried. And I always thought that that was something that as a Christian I would have for the rest of my life, and it would just be part of who I was. It was my identity. Mm. And the Holy Spirit met me yesterday. Mm. And He cleansed that. He renewed it. He gave me those words back the way that they were meant to be given to me. And He redeemed a lot of lost time. And I am so incredibly grateful for the people that were at Alpha, for the prayer ministers, for just the space that we have here, this whole series that we've been doing. I really feel like the Lord has been preparing us and leading us up to it. Because it's life changing, and yeah, it's been great.
Ron. How are you, man?
Good. Hey, RCC. I don't know if I've ever been up here. Thank you. So I grew up in a church a lot like Wes, where we read about the Holy Spirit, but didn't really talk about what the Holy Spirit did in current times. And this is like 20 years after I became a Christian. I started visiting RCC way back in CRM days, you know, way back then. And I visited a few times, and then on one particular morning, I went up for prayer ministry. And I see the person who prayed with me, but I'm not going to mention who it is. And I don't remember what was prayed. I don't remember what was said. I don't remember anything about it other than I knew immediately at that point that I had been missing a really important part of my walk with the Lord. I had peace. I had comfort. I had rest. And I can't really put words around it. I certainly didn't have the words then. I barely have the words now. But it was like this neon sign that's like, you've been missing this, but now you have it.
Wow.
And so I guess to sum it up, there's not like a formula, like you said. There's not a certain thing that's supposed to happen. But God met me where I was at, and He spoke to me in a way that I could understand. And the best part is He still does it today.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Just to pause, so we've had three. One was laughter. One was God redeeming the past, healing from the inside, cleansing, I believe is the word that she used. And then the third one was God letting you know that there's just been more, just this warmth, this peace that came over Ron. So already we have three stories, and three of them are different. Laura, I'd like for you to come up next. Laura was with us for Alpha this week, and has been a part of our church now for about 6 months, 8 months? 9 months, sorry. Why did I even try to guess that?
Hi, RCC. I know you guys have been with me throughout this new journey in my life in 9 months.
9 months. Why did I bring?
I don't have any other words than thank you, or in my language, gracias. Muchas gracias. Mm-hmm. I'm eternally grateful for finding you guys in here and you finding me and giving me the chance to be part of your family. I think there has been three times being part of this family that have marked and making a statement in my life. The first time was the first time I walked into this church, and my friend Rudy back there told me, Laura, you need to go, and you're going to find a good place in there. I walk out of this church telling someone that is important for me, and hey, I want to become a Christian. This is it. There is nothing else. I don't want to look for anything else in my life. I think that's what has been missing. Wow. The second time is when you baptized me in the name of Jesus, and I felt loved, and I felt that I was part of you guys as a family and part of God's heart, because he chose me to be his daughter, and I know he's in love with me because he, from everywhere that he can be, because he can be anywhere, he's always in my heart now. So that's what I feel. And the third time was yesterday, and I praise to him these words, because of course I'm new in this and I have a lot of questions, and you know I ask a lot of questions, and sometimes they're like, there is no answer for you, Laura, but let me tell you that okay, I'm gonna try. And sometimes my sense of humor is very different to you guys because I'm from other place, so I try to make it funny, but it doesn't sound funny. It sounds like Laura is cuckoo.
Wes can help you with that. Wes, could you?
So, a lot of questions in the morning, and Jocelyn, I love her. She's always there for me, answering and trying to tell me, Laura, there is an answer. Just let me think about it, and let me rephrase it. Okay, this is it. And then in the afternoon, after a quiet time, from everything that has happened these past 9 months, I just need a quiet time, and I praise to God. I say, if there is something that I'm missing, please let me know. Please show it to me, because I really want to be better, and I want to be, and I want to feel that I'm doing the right thing, and I want to know that everything you have taken away from my life so far is worth to lose, and is worth to keep away, so I can continue looking for you and try to look into your eyes. So we're spoken about speaking in tongues, and someone told me I already spoke to you in tongues, and I say, oh, that was it. I thought you guys sometimes it's hard to understand you. I'm sorry. I try to be polite, but it's it's like you guys talk in cursive letters for me. It's like, ooh, excuse me, can you say that again? Can you please say it again? So I thought you were just really speaking really fast in English, and I just, you know, lost the track of time, and I couldn't understand. But no, you were speaking in tongues to me. Thank you. I really appreciate it. So, Jared, thank you for what you did for me yesterday. He came to me, and he blessed me in a way that I cannot explain, and the only thing I can say is I'm in the right path, and my future holds beautiful things for me, even though I have lost so many. And sorry. And I need it, and I need to feel love and and part of something bigger. Again, I've lost so many people and things to get today to this place and talk to you guys, and I've lost someone very important for me. And even though that happened, I know the future holds better things for me, and I'm in the right path. And he looked straight in my eyes, and last thing I know is I'm on the floor, and I'm crying uncontrollably. And Jocelyn is by my side. I don't know what happened. I don't know if I was dancing and I just fell. I don't know if I was breathing and I just fell. I don't know what happened to me. I just woke up crying, but it was so many feelings in this little body, so I'm not too tall. It was happiness and tenderness, and I was really excited, no fear, and I felt hugged, and I felt safe, and I couldn't get back to myself, like, after just, let's say, 5 to 10 minutes, that I knew it was me because I felt my toes and my fingers. Before that, I couldn't feel anything. It's like I was drunk in something that I don't know. His blood. So thank you again. I know I speak a lot, but I was trying to do the best I can. Thank you.
Right. All right, one of our spiritual mothers in this church, Mac. Just Cheryl, come on up.
I don't understand his sense of humor. This happened to me a long time ago. When he asked for stories, I thought, well, what am I going to tell? And then I forgot that I was supposed to do it. So here I am. I was in a church that, again, was telling us about the Holy Spirit, but not having experiences with it. I was always a seeker, so I'm out, you know, to all these other church meetings and everything, and people laid hands on me, and they prayed for me to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and I'm easy to get drunk, you know, so you don't know that about me. But anyway, so I went down on the floor, but I couldn't tell that anything happened. I didn't have that experience. I just sort of, you know, had to get myself together and get up. So anyway, later I was, you know, they told me that, you know, you could just practice your prayer language, you know. So this was when I had kids in elementary school. So my kids are all in their 40s now. So, you know, that was a few minutes ago. we had a couple in our church that was senior citizens at that time, mothers of the church and fathers of the church. And this woman was a tremendous cook. Her name was, anyway, I won't. Yeah, she's gone to heaven. Her name was Gladys Foster. And she let me know that she was going to go somewhere and cook for somebody. And her husband is an emphysema patient. He was in a wheelchair. So in the middle of the day, while the kids were in school, I got in the car and I started driving out to Orange Park to just visit him and be with him. And on the way out there, I'm trying to practice my prayer language. So I get kind of over the county line into Orange Park, and the Holy Spirit shows me a picture of a loaf of bread that is a brand from this, what used to be the Winn-Dixie, just a regular loaf of bread. And I was like, what is that? He said, you need to go and get a loaf of bread to take to Deacon Foster. So I said, I can't just take regular Winn-Dixie bread to Gladys Foster's house. So you see, Holy Spirit was really patient with me because he knows me. As Jared said, he knew I needed, you know, a little control, and he needed to have a little patience with me. So I rode to the Winn-Dixie store. I go in there and I get the fanciest brand of bread they have. Now, remember, I have 3 children in elementary school that are growing and eating, and Dwight was working hard, and I didn't have cash, so I said, okay, well, I'm just going to get some strawberries. So I got strawberries for him, and I got this high whatever loaf of bread, and I don't know whatever else I got to justify writing a check. I do this. I get the groceries. I go around the corner to their house, and I go into the door, and I take this loaf of bread out of the bag and put it on the table. What was on the table was an empty bag from the Winn-Dixie store that used to have bread in it, which was exactly the picture of the kind of bread that the Lord told me to get for him. And he comes, wheels into the kitchen, and he says, "Oh, I was wondering what I was going to have for lunch." So he was speaking to me in my heart, and I didn't know what was happening. So that way he has guided me just practically. Sometimes I listen and sometimes I argue with him. But he's always patient. He's always kind. And he's always loving.
That's good. Thank you.
Okay. Spiritual uncle, Mac.
The fact that you think of me as a spiritual anything is a is a bad move, bro. Also, just want to say to our Costa Rican visitors, all of the Spanish that I know, hola, buenos dias, bienvenidos, Dios te bendiga, and ¿dónde está el baño? Which is, where is the bathroom? Learn that if you go on a mission trip. I, like a lot of folks, I grew up in a church. I grew up in the Episcopal Church, so not only was the Holy Spirit not a part of it, the fact that, like, we sung hymns, no one's raising their hands, so this is a far cry from what I grew up in. But a couple of, maybe more than a couple of years after becoming a Christian, also, I've been a believer for about 13 years, and this has happened 1.5 times, so it was very special when it happened. But there was a Sunday here. I was probably right where Ann Riley is sitting right now. And after the time of prayer ministry at the end sort of was an extended time that Sunday. It was sort of a worship. It sort of just kind of, the Spirit was moving, and it was just a little bit elongated. And I had some folks that were praying for me. And at that point, most of the church had cleared out and was in the lobby. And as those people were praying for me, I don't even know who it was, my legs kind of got a little jello-y. So I just kind of slumped to the ground and then just kind of laid there. And they prayed for me for a minute or two. And then they left and they just kind of let me be there. And my tongue started to feel a little funny, like my tongue had fallen asleep. Like, think about if your leg falls asleep or your arm falls asleep and it feels funny. My tongue felt that way. And I remember thinking, like, this is kind of weird. Like, what, you know, was it a bad breath? I mean, I didn't know what was happening. But I was just in a great mood, a great mental space, and that feeling sort of strengthened. It was very warm, and it sort of then spread to my whole head, and then it spread kind of all the way down my body to my toes. And I, as someone who has a lot of words, I don't have words. It was like electricity, but not the zappy kind. It was like a deep hum. Like, have you ever seen those generator boxes on the, and you feel it, it's just kind of like this hum, yeah. A deep resonating. And it was like that, but it was also, it felt, it was like there, but it would also kind of come in waves. And it felt like gold waves, like energy, gold energy. I don't have the words, but I was probably there laid out for about 40 minutes, and my brain was like, what is happening? And then the other part of me was just so at peace. It was so wonderful. And I remember thinking, I would just lay here forever. I'll just lay here forever. There's nowhere else I want to be. Good. I'll just lay here. This is wonderful. It was total just peace. And I didn't know what was happening, but like others said, there was nothing scary. It was like the ultimate state of not even joy, peace. Those things are the best words I have. And it kind of was just coming in waves. And I remember at one point it was really strong and I was really happy. And I remember thinking, I think if somebody touched me right now, they would be healed. I mean, it was like,
wow.
I don't think that right now. I don't pray for healing for people very often. There's nothing like, that's not my jam. But I remember thinking, whatever this is, if somebody touched me, I think they would just be healed. Like, this awesome. Is so amazing. Strong.
Yeah.
And it just kind of faded out after about 40 minutes. And I got up and went and talked to people in the lobby. But it was just, I mean, but it was just God's presence, physical in a way, that I go back to a lot on my own to think.
That's good.
When we read about like we've tasted, you've tasted and you've seen, mm-hmm. I've tasted it. Yeah. I don't drink it every day. I don't live in it very well, but I've tasted it. And there's no one that can convince me that that was something I made up.
Right.
It wasn't something I ate. My body, it wasn't like my arm fell asleep. It was something really profound.
That's good.
And I ask for it again, and mm-hmm. but I go back to, wow, that was so good. And I can sort of vaguely remember, I remember what it feels like, but I can sort of conjure it up and be like, oh yeah, God is real. He's with me. He's so strong. It's so wonderful. And it's like, I can't, that can't be ever taken away.
Right.
But it was once in 13 years. And a half a time, one other time at soaking prayer, there's like it was almost there, but it wasn't this 45 minutes of just profound bliss, peace, mm-hmm. happiness, safety, calm, satisfied. There's better words. I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
But it was where Ann Riley's sitting, so there's like a magic spot, I guess, if you ever want to check it out. That's it.
Thanks, man. Wow.
Adios.
Oh, okay. You are a spiritual man, Mac. You are a spiritual man. Very much so. All right, we're going to do one more. We need to move into prayer ministry, so it's going to need to be about 3 to 5 minutes. Can you do it, Tara? All right. Tara. Yes, of course. Absolutely.
I've never been up here, so I wanted to hold on to the podium. During the pandemic, my best friend texted me, and this is back, we were in Virginia where everything was actually shut down. My best friend texted me and said, would you pray for me? And it was very unlike him to just say that and then not follow up, so I texted him about what? And I got silence. So I knew something was wrong. You know, get that stirring in your spirit, like something's really wrong. And I don't speak in tongues very often at all. I don't have like a prayer language that I speak in it all the time. It's very specific to times. And so I thought, well, I don't know how to pray for him. I'm going to speak in tongues. So I sat by myself in my living room and I started speaking in tongues and I got overwhelmingly a bunch of pain in my chest, like I was having a heart attack. So much so that I was like, oh my gosh, I need to stop praying. I need to go to the doctor. Do I have COVID? What's going on? Yeah. So my husband had entered the room and he saw that I was hurting and I had stopped praying. I said, I was praying for Dustin and now I can't breathe. It hurts so bad. There's so much pain in my chest. I feel like my chest is going to explode. And instead of taking me to the doctor, Travis got all feisty. And for you guys know Travis, he's not that way. For Travis to be demanding in the spirit is very unusual. He was like, no, you need to pray through. You need to pray. This is for Dustin. And so
Travis,
I was like, okay. So he got all fiery with me and he's being all tiger, wouldn't take me to the hospital, said, no, you got to pray through. I'm going to pray with you. We're doing this right now. So I was like, all right. And that's so not Travis. So, yeah. So the Holy Spirit was doing a work in him too. So we started praying together and it finally subsided and I could breathe again. But I felt like it was just, and his wife texted us, Dustin has a hole in his lung, and his lungs the air came out and filled up his chest and made him feel like he was having a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Made him feel like he was going to die. Mm. And so I was having sympathy pains for him. But it really made me pray and pray through the whole experience of him being in the hospital and getting his lungs fixed that I knew what it felt like. And it was just kind of like an overwhelming way to pray. So I use speaking in tongues to teach me how to pray and to teach me direction in how to pray. And that's how God uses it in my life.
All right. Wow. That was awesome. So as we've been in this series, I've had different questions that have found their way to me, either from city groups or just people asking directly, good conversations. We had a lot of good conversations about this stuff at the Alpha Weekend Away. Here's what I would like for you to do, and I actually want you to do this. If you have a real question that you, maybe something that's been taught by me or someone else over the last 6 weeks or so that we've been in the series, or just a question about, not about Genesis or something like that, like, there's a place for that. If you have a question about the Holy Spirit specifically, or a gift of the Spirit, or something that you've heard us say, like tongues or healing, or how does the Holy Spirit fill me? How I'm trying to understand it. And there is a limit to your understanding, and there's a certain point where we step out in faith. But there are some ways that we can address these. So a lot of my talk next Sunday is going to be based on some questions that have come in. There were some of the things I had already planned to talk about, but it's going to be appropriate to address them now. On this side of Easter. But if you have some questions that are that way, you can submit them to, what's a good place for them to send those questions, Brian? I didn't really think through this. Is there an info at River City Church? Is that a thing? Huh? Contact. Thank you, Kevin. contact@rivercitychurch.com. You can write them out, email contact@rivercitychurch.com, and we will best of my ability in coming weeks, respond to those. So I want you to stand with me. Jemima or Wes or whoever's going to play can come up. These were good stories, weren't they?
Yeah.
All different, all unique. There are some that haven't had an opportunity to share yet, so hopefully during testimony time in coming weeks, some of you that have talked with me about your stories, we'll have an opportunity to share. I really want to create space for us to step forward in faith and say, I'd like to be filled with the Spirit. I would like to encounter God. Jared, I do have questions, but I also am beginning to believe that this is real, and I think that's some of you. Now, you may want to encounter the Holy Spirit in a way that you say, I don't know that I believe. I don't know that I have belief. I want to believe that God is real, but I don't know that I have belief. So you can come forward and we can actually pray for you in that way. We can pray that you meet the Holy Spirit, that God introduces himself to you. But some of you, maybe you've been a Christian for years and you say, I'd like to come forward and ask God if there is a new filling, if there's a refreshing, if there's an anointing, if he will soak me, if he will wash me, if he will cleanse me, all the different language that you heard up here today, and you're asking him for that. I want that for you, okay? I want everything that he has for you. Okay? I want everything that he has for you, but it's usually connected to us making some sort of step and offering ourselves for that in some way, shape, or form, either inwardly or outwardly. So if that's you, we're going to move forward in a time of prayer. I'd like for our prayer ministers to come down, those of you that are going to pray. Come on down now, you guys. Luke wrote, how many good fathers would give their son a snake? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask? It's not like you're begging God to give you the Holy Spirit, man. He initiated this whole thing. He wants to do this. This was prophesied for centuries in the Old Testament that he was going to pour his Spirit out on all people. This is his idea. This is what he wants. This is his move. This is his work. He initiated it, and he's going to see it through. And you go, well, I'm scared that I'm going to experience something, or I'm scared that I'm not going to experience something. I think everyone that shared this morning gets it. We get that. I get that. I've had those moments too. But I don't want you to operate out of fear. I want you to operate out of faith. If God has things for you, if there's some, if God has more for you, a new season, a new anointing, a new filling, something fresh, if he has a gift that he wants you to receive this morning, if God, the creator of everything, has that for you, would you accept that from him? Okay? Would you accept that for him? Okay. If you say yes to that, then I want you to come forward. And prayer ministers, I want you to pray specifically that these guys are going to be and gals are going to be filled with the Spirit. I want us to pray that way. And then if we're here for a while and God begins to speak other things to you and you want to pray differently, that's okay. But for this first round, I want us to ask for the Spirit, and I want God to give God an opportunity to meet us with his presence, okay? So if that's you and you say, I don't know exactly what that needs to look like for me, but I want that. I want to experience God in either a first way, a new way, or a fresh way. Come on down now for prayer. You guys can just circle around. And I'm going to ask that you're just open. You say, why do people do their hands like this? This is closed off, right? This is closed off. Doesn't mean that God can't meet you if you're like this. But it's just body language. It's just demonstrating I'm open. I'm open. Okay? I'm open. So as they sing, you come down and we want to pray for you.